Good morning, everybody. Don't know about you, but I'm glad I made the cut on the evil good list. Just wanted to go ahead and get that on out there, Jim. I really appreciate that. Welcome to the next installment of my journey. I'm really grateful to be up here, humbled to be up here. And I want you to zero in with me here as we look at a story in Luke 19. Amazing story, and one that has opened me up here recently. Luke 19, beginning in verse 1. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was. But because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." This story is at least 50 plus years familiar to me. And it's amazing how God's word can double back and really hit you between the eyes on something oh so familiar to you. I want to share with you how and why. Here's a man who had given his life to extortion. That's what it was. Hired by the Roman government to collect taxes, they put no requirements on how much above requirement he collected. And seeing that and knowing that, he took full advantage of that. Okay? As a matter of fact, he was actually a man who was basically equivalent to the county commissioner in the respective county you live in, okay? Not like Levi, whom Jesus called, who was basically just a tax collector. This dude was the best of the best. He was a chief tax collector. And I have a question for you, based on what we've just read here. What kind of social life do you think Zacchaeus had? I'm not thinking much. I'm thinking collect your taxes, get inside, lock it down. That's what I'm thinking. But see, here's the deal. Jesus knew, in fact, that exactly what kind of a life this man had created for himself. Full well. I mean, I want you to picture a first century Danny DeVito walking through the streets surrounded by those he has been ripping off. You think there were some pot shots taken at him? I'm thinking. Elbow here, a rock if it's near me. Okay. This guy was hated. Public enemy number one. So what did Jesus do, though? Jesus, no judgment, no condemnation. Jesus instead invited this man to taste his community. I'm not real sure that Zacchaeus knew what all he was in for in having Jesus into his home, but I believe he was all in, regardless. The question is why? Simply because Jesus saw value in this guy, and probably the only person in recent memory who had put any value in this guy at all. I don't know what it would be like to be hated by every single person in a crowd of 2,000 as I'm trying to make my way to see Jesus, but he finally works his way up into a sycamore tree. See, somewhere in the process in Zacchaeus was when he was coming to grips, I believe, with who he had become as a person, he was struck hard with the fact that Jesus did not view him as others did and as he had viewed himself. And that is what, to me, I think was taking place in Zacchaeus. I don't think he woke up that morning and said, "Wow, time to repent here, Zacchaeus." I think he had been living his life and realizing how empty his life was. A lot of money and nothing, right? But anyway, Jesus didn't view him that way. And that's what caused him, I believe, to change radically. How radically? Well, according to Exodus 22:1, for you history buffs, four times restitution was only given when there was a violence associated with a robbery. Four times. That was the ultimate. That was the big top of it, all right? Typically, it was 1.5 to 2.5 times because you just didn't like the person. You took them for granted. You ripped them off. But in this case, he was up to fourfold restitution. He promised right there and then to get half his wealth to the poor. Zacchaeus not only put his money where his mouth was, he put his heart where his mouth was. And I have to believe, as I imagine you do, that the crowds here were shell-shocked. Shell-shocked. You see, Zacchaeus traded in his view of himself for the way Jesus viewed him. And let me ask you a question. Isn't that what you and I did when we became Christians? We traded in our view of how we saw ourselves for how Jesus saw us. And that really struck us. It led us to the cross. It led us to become disciples of Jesus. So what about today? What about today? I relate to this guy. I relate so much to this guy. And the reason I do is that I have spent way too much of my life being drug away from the love of Jesus by my view of myself. True be told. And, you know, the question for us today is, you know, what about today? I'm concerned for myself and perhaps for some of us that we've lost that view of ourselves through the lens of Jesus. How are you feeling about John 10, verse 10? I've come that they may have life and have it to the full. How about Matthew 11, verse 30? My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Brothers and sisters, do we realize this morning how much of our lives are led, governed, influenced, and directed by how we view ourselves? It's a big deal. I could say to all of us this morning, we just sang this song. I requested, thank you, Nichelle. I requested this song to be sung because I love this song. But you know what? I could say to each of us this morning, you want fulfillment in your life? Then, you know what? Give yourself away to others. Sounds great, but you know what? It may just be that some of us don't feel like there's much to give away. It's time to change your paradigm. When you think about how God views you, question, what comes to your mind? Do you think of great scriptures like Malachi 3, in which God called us his prized possession? Or are you a project of God's? We must always be careful how we take the meaning of the word lost in the New Testament. Because in the New Testament, the word lost does not mean doomed or damned. It means in the wrong place. It means in the wrong place. And this is where I found myself recently, in the wrong place. As in, left keys somewhere, don't know where I left them. Cell phone, where did I put the cell phone? Yeah. Something is lost when it's gotten out of its own place into the wrong place. And when we find that thing, we return it to the place it ought to occupy. We need to be reminded this morning, and frankly, daily, brothers and sisters, that the only view of us that really counts is Jesus' view of us. Period. I want to encourage you to examine how you view yourself and understand that there is no way that we are ever going to be able to have the love of God taken away from us. That's what Romans 8 tells us. No way, no how. Let's pray, please. Father, thank you so much for choosing us, seeking us, finding us, and changing our lives. Father, behind those decisions was a love we cannot fathom. On our best day, we fall short understanding the depth, breadth, and height of your love for us. But I'm grateful, Father, that that did not keep us from having the opportunity to have our lives transformed. Father, we need to consider often how much you love us. Father, when things don't go well, we allow that to get us off the rails. And we start thinking about something we've done. We start thinking about something we have deserved. We start thinking about something that we've brought on ourselves. Truth is, Father, your love for us will never wane. It will never decrease. You have prepared great things for us, Father. Help us, please, to understand that our journey was to be enjoyed here on earth as we understand how much you love and care for us. Thank you, Jesus, for calling Zacchaeus down. Many of us probably can relate to this guy who completely changed his life all because of the view Jesus had for him and projected to him. Thank you so much, Jesus. We pray in your name. Amen.